Petrochemicals, the whole lot, most of the feedstocks from the petrochemical industry. Unless it's possible to get some bit of biology, like you can get some bugs to make a feedstock for you, so they might get a bug that you muck around with its DNA a bit so that it produces something that you're interested in, which can be used as a feedstock for the chemical synthesis, you might do that. But a hang of a lot of it these days is just from petrochemical product. Right, so we start then in our organic section with making sure we can do organic naming. So the systematic procedure then, in the modules, you'll find that there's a page you can click on which goes through all of the rules. The basic procedure is you determine your functional groups. You then, and we'll put up a little molecule here. Okay, there's our molecule there. So for you guys, you have to handle multiple functional groups. So in this case, we've got two functional groups. We've got the alkene, we've got the hydroxyl. So the priority of those functional groups, and there's a little table down the track that indicates the priorities. So in this case here, the hydroxyl is the primary functional group. So we put a suffix in then for that as an ol. We use the secondary functional group as an infix. So in this case, it's N. We then identify in the chain the lowest number for our functional groups. So we've got a 2 for this functional group and a 3 for this functional group, which is the lowest numbering we can get in the chain. Hence it's 3-pentene, 2-ol. And then we position the branches off that chain based on the numbering that we established with the functional groups. So we've got a methyl group coming off carbon 4.